Crazy Eddie's open 10 to 10 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 every Sunday. The New Jersey store is open Monday through Saturday only. Call 645-1196 for a free price quote. It's 9 minutes past 10. Pete Fornital, this Monday, October 31st, 77, at WNEW-FM in New York. Good morning.
Quite slowly, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
A hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door.
Real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world.
Don Nigro wrote to us 10 years to the day he graduated from Farrell High School on Staten Island. The day after he graduated, he went out and bought an album.
I graduated in June, and with the money I had gotten from graduation gifts, I bought Sgt. Pepper's. And I was going to start college that September. So what I did was I'd lift weights while I was listening to Sgt. Pepper's, and it would be over and over again. And I think that record and that thing is the big thing that stands out in my mind about 67.
Do you still have that copy?
No, I don't have that copy. I lent it to a friend of mine and never got it back.
During his summers at Hunter College, he worked for the Urban Corps. He taught math while working for his master's degree in psychology and now works in a drug abuse prevention program in the city's schools, trying to help kids, quote, come to school straight and make rational decisions about their drug use. He considers himself practical and mildly optimistic. He is where he planned to be. There have been no great surprises, but some changes.
Politically, I'm a lot less liberal than I was in 67 and in 68, 69, and when
Why?
I was in school. Probably because everything that was done was done. Everything political at the time was geared toward ending the war and was geared toward what was happening in the Nixon administration. I think being put in a situation where I deal with kids a lot, even though you could be radical, liberal, whatever, you know, occupy any position along the spectrum, when you deal with kids, you're still the authority, and you're still the establishment, and you're still the person that's telling people what to do.
Today, he says, I live in Old Bridge, New Jersey, on 2.5 acres of land with my wife, Susan. We have a dog, Buckwheat, and a cat, Marietta. We are surrounded by woods and love it. For Susan and Dom, Old Bridge is an escape from the subways, buses, and buildings that were part of the daily commute from Staten Island. But they were trying to get away from a lot of things.
The spirit of the class of 67, I think, was the highest at Woodstock. There was a good feeling there. It was, even though, like I said before, I don't like crowds, it was a really friendly type crowd. And it wasn't a threatening crowd to me. And from that point, it's really hard for me to say, Robin, you know, whether or not, you know, we're successful or not. But I don't think we failed. the expectations that were set were pretty high. I think it really is an individual thing. You know, I feel that I've met my personal expectations, and I feel good about that. But I really couldn't generalize in terms of other people.
Dom Nigro, class of 67.
It's appropriate that our first look back at the class of 67 begins with a mention of the Sgt. Pepper album. The spiritual link between that album and this radio station and all of its listeners looms large over these past 10 years. We heard Side 1 in its entirety. And I should mention here that we'll spend our first morning together and early afternoon of this week of specials examining the music of the first year of 1967, and it'll culminate at 1:30 this afternoon with a rebroadcast of a marvelous award-winning documentary done by the WNEW news department at the time called Marcy, A Child Again. If you have never heard it, make absolute plans to be near a radio between 1:30 and 2 this afternoon. And if you have heard it, I'm sure you've already made those plans. 26 before 11 now at WNEW-FM in New York. The New York School of Gambling is licensed by the New York State Department of Education. 10 o'clock temperature reading 50 degrees, humidity 80%. The weatherman couldn't be cooperating better with our anniversary. Mostly clear today, high near 60. Clear tonight, low around 45 in the city and the upper 30s in northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, mostly clear, high near 60, and the outlook for Wednesday, partly cloudy, high around 60. Chance of rain near zero today, tonight, and tomorrow. It's 21 before 11. Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York. This first day of a week-long celebration. And we will be concentrating from the music that first year of our existence that is as fresh today as it was then, that has already, in many respects, withstood a test of time. I have before me, in fact, the top 100 album chart of the week of October 28th, 1967, and you would be absolutely amazed to see the things that that we would normally pick out of the wall now, 10 years later, anyway, without a week like this on our hands. We've already covered Sgt. Pepper, which was still, this late in the year, number 4 of the albums that week. And coming in at number 25 was something called Surrealistic Pillow by the Jefferson Airplane.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Thank you. summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
A wonderful album and one of my all-time favorites, Surrealistic Pillow. Still on the charts, our birthday week 10 years ago, we heard three things from it, 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds. The monstrous single hit from the previous summer, Somebody to Love, and Marty Balin's Coming Back to Me, which, by the way, is the music used for that documentary that we'll be playing for you later on today, call Marcy a Child Again, between 1:30 and 2 o'clock. Be sure to be listening. It's 8 minutes before 11 at WNEW-FM in New York. In New York, we are examining the music that was available when the building blocks were being put together that established this radio station. And interestingly enough, it was a time when there was a mixture of the simple with the sophisticated. I'm glancing at the top 10 singles for our first week of existence, and it pretty much explores some of the range of music that was available to us. Here's just a couple.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. They're playing our song. Let's get back together. That's where we belong. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. They're playing our song. Get the groove now. Hey, baby. Come on. Hey, baby. Just, baby. I think they're playing our song. Can't you hear it? Hey, baby. Come on. Hey, baby. Can't you hear it, baby? Hey, baby. Come on. Hey, changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you? Don't take me down. How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure I'll be sure with
me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby.
All of those from the first week of our existence, the top 10. Number 2 was How Can I Be Sure by the Rascals. Number 3, The Letter by the Box Tops. And we started the set with the Buckinghams, who had the number 5 song that week, Hey Baby. They're playing our song. For the chart freaks among us, number 1 that week was from the motion picture of the same name, To Sir With Love by Lulu. It's a couple of minutes past 11. Pete Fornital, this very special anniversary week here at WNEW-FM in New York. I'm very happy to see that the Beach Boys were represented with an album on the charts that first week of our existence, and we'll sample some of it, see if you can figure out what it is. Right after these messages. WNEW-FM in New York. And the name of the album that the Beach Boys had on the charts back in the last week of October 1967 was Smiley Smile.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. Yeah. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us what your favorite vegetable.
If I knew then what I'd be doing now, it would totally freak me out.
If you own what you eat... No, no, I can't go through with it. Suffice it to say, Dominic Ortiz, class of 67, H. Frank Carey High School, Long Island, runs a natural food restaurant in Fresh Meadows. The menu came with the letter to class of 67, and we called right up. Dominic and his wife, Lori, came to the studio. They've been vegetarian for 5 years. An evolution from a home economics course Dom took as a senior, his only straight-A high school effort, to an interest in yoga and the type of food he was eating. Changes from within and without.
There was a time when things were just starting to change, like the Beatles, I think Sgt. Pepper came out right around that time, and the whole consciousness of the country just started turning a little different. It was more a thing where there was more polarity, where there was a generation gap, where people were taking different sides, and there was confrontation and conflicts. And as far as I was concerned, after graduating high school, one of the only things to do was to go off to college, as far as, you know, getting out of the draft, so to speak, because it was either that or fighting for a war, which I personally didn't believe in at the time. I guess even then, as far as, you know, now that I am vegetarian, the fact that killing or being killed just didn't, you know, I just didn't like the idea at all.
And other influences pushed him toward being vegetarian.
I remember when they had the meat boycott. Dave Herman on the morning show was giving vegetarian recipes, which I found very good at the time. And I said, wow, here's a celebrity talking about vegetarianism. There must be something in it. It's a type of thing where it's not really for everybody. You have to know what you're doing. You have to really get your own food trip together before you push on anybody else.
As vegetarians, places to eat out were hard to come by. But that search and their change in consciousness led them to what is now called Quantum Leap.
We said, hey, wait a minute, why don't we start our own restaurant? We found out about the place that we occupy now. Some friends of ours started it. We saw how easy it was for them at the time, easy. And then say, well, if they could do it, why can't we? So along the way, talking with these people, we find out that they wanted to eventually sell the restaurant. We took it over from them.
The restaurant is now 3 years old. The cooking is largely organic vegetarian, a reflection of the Ortiz commitment to a lifestyle. Dominic Ortiz, class of 67.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city, I've been taken for lost and gone.
been unknown for a long, long time.
Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and once at night, Cotillion Square goodbye, and she was riding in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down. But she's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what it do in a town full of heroes and
the number 21 album, our first week back in 1967, the Beach Boys, Smiley Smile. We heard three things: Good Vibrations, Vegetables, and Heroes and Villains. It's 11:20 now at WNEW-FM in New York, and another important album then, as well as an important album now, came in the number 15 position that week, and it was appropriately titled The Bee Gees First.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Ooh, you're a holiday, such a holiday. You're a holiday, such a holiday. It's something I think's worthwhile if the puppet makes you smile. If not, then you're throwing stones, throwing stones, throwing stones.
Beep, 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 beep.
To do each and every little thing, but what does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got hey, baby.
You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
La, 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 la.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. You know what it's like to love somebody.
And we could have continued from there, actually. I Can't See Nobody, Cucumber Castle, Please Read Me, Turn of the Century, Red Chair, Fade Away, In My Own Time, Every Christian Lion-Hearted Man Will Show You. 14 tracks on the debut album by the Bee Gees that made it such an important building block back then. And it has fallen upon us to examine the music out of which this radio station was in a very real sense built. We will continue doing that after we take care of some business at WNEW-FM in New York. It's 1129.